Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
51551 My chance. I mentioned earlier, anyone got inventions they want to talk to us about, PC inventions post-COVID. John Kyo, John, you've 90 seconds. Describe your invention.
Hello, Joe. Our software company developed an app. It's called Wazoo to get things done up, and we've made it free to every small business in the country, anyone who has employees of 10 or less.
Okay.
It's an app that uses technology used in the dating world, where we match customers' needs and wants with businesses' offerings and services. So basically, it's Tinder for business, and we've offered it out to every business in Ireland to help them as a tool to try and get more work.
Because it's Wazoo, W-A-Z.
Wazoo, okay. The Get Things Done app. It's available on the App Store and on Google Play. And as I said, it's free. I went through the last recession, Joe. I know what it's like. I had a business that failed in 2008. I know what's ahead, and it's my way of saying, look, use the app. If one or two guys get work out of it, it's there, it's free.
Well done. And the more people who use it, the better.
Joe. I mean, we have 4 people here employed full-time here in Dublin, and we want to keep them.
Well done, by giving the app away free. How do you monetize it, John? Or do you need...
Well, you know, we have other online companies that we run.
Okay, well done. So you're doing
it
as a free gratis pro bono gesture at this stage. It's called Wazoo?
Wazoo to get things done up. And when the last crash happened, a lot of people in the business world helped me get back on my feet, and I'm doing likewise.
Okay, well done. We put that in for well done, John Kyo. Sarah Dillon, what have you invented?
Hi. Yeah. I really missed hugging my gran, and I saw a thing online. It's called a hug glove or a hug machine.
Okay.
So it's like a sheet of plastic with armholes on both sides, and she absolutely loves it.
Okay, and your granny is there, Mary, Brennan, Mary. Who wears this hug machine? Do you wear it, or does Sarah wear it, Marie?
Well, it's in my house, Joe.
Okay.
Anyone can come in and have a hug.
Oh, so it's hanging. It's hanging from something. It's like a
curtain. It's on a stand.
Stand. Almost like a curtain, but you can see through it. You can put your arms into it.
Plastic. Yes.
Yeah. You put your arms into it. We can hug you.
Yes.
But we can't breathe on you, and we're not touching you.
No,
so
exactly,
to speak.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And where did you make this yourself, Sarah?
No, I saw a video of it online. Someone else made it, and I thought it was a great idea, so I tried to do one myself.
Okay, well done, well done. And we put all those photographs up online. David Dunn. David, good afternoon. What have you invented, David?
It's simply a shield which goes into sinks or urinals to prevent them being used, so that every second sink in a communal bathroom is out of action to force people to be distant from each other.
So to speak, so it sits into a sink?
It sits into a sink or a urinal where you have four
but fed it with a few jars on him, David comes in and turns on the tap. How do we know he's not going to flood the joint?
Well, he isn't, because it's a stencil, so the water actually goes through it. And if he uses the one on the urinal, his shoes will get wet.
But the water will also... That's a brilliant idea.
There's no flood risk.
That's a brilliant idea of stenciling there. And what's it made from?
It's made from 2 mil PVC with antimicrobial technology built into it.
So it's suitably hygienic. And easily cleaned, I presume.
Very easily cleaned.
And how did you come up with that idea, David?
Well, I was approached by a customer who wanted to wrap. I wrap vans for a living. He wanted me to wrap urinals and sink tops.
Okay, you do signage. Yeah, well done.
Yeah, and I realised that would actually cause a bit of a health hazard in itself.
I don't know about you. If you're into signage, you're into typography. There are more crimes against typography been committed with these awful COVID stickers and badly designed signs and wrong typography. That I saw your two items that you put in the sink. They are actually very well designed, and they're properly, the typography, it is stenciled, is done really, really well. So, best. How did they contact you, David?
Sorry?
How did they contact you?
How do they contact me? Yeah. They can have a look at them on my website, vansigns, vansigns.ie.
Okay, vansigns.ie. Well done. Great idea. Great idea. Hope it goes. And by the way, the cost around the tenner, which is cheaper, I think, than the stickers. Well done, David. Done. Today's BCO, as always, Elaine Conlon. Tommy O'Sullivan was on sound. Annette Egan, producer. Rebecca Meehan is a series producer. We'll be back on Monday, 51551. Wash your hands. Stay safe. Ray Darcy's next.